is this for a former skipper?
David Lundy! The siren's gone! He needs to kick a goal!
That's sick in the guts feeling at the moment.
They haven't scored a goal since the 19.5-minute mark of the third term. It does not matter. After 120 minutes of bone-crushing football, it comes down to one kick. David Lundy, the 259-game veteran of the Dockers, the former captain, comes in. The kick is on its way. Kicked the goal, and Fremantle win it after the siren. What a game!
Welcome back to Talking Freo.
A great goal by Mundy after the siren to win it in round 8, 2017, against the Tigers.
Talking about Mundy, he recently broke his leg in a freak cycling accident.
So, Harry, what's on the show today?
We'll be talking about the draft, which recently happened a couple of weeks ago, and training.
And later on, we'll be doing our Christmas wishes for 2020. With the 2019 AFL draft just coming to a close, probably 2 weeks ago, the Fremantle Dockers have selected four players with picks 7, 8, 9 and 61. Pick 7 went to Hayden Young. Pick 8 went to Caleb Searle. Pick 9 was a match bid from Carlton with Liam Henry. Pick 61 was Michael Frederick. What do you make of this, Harry?
I think we nailed the draft with pick 7. We got Hayden Young, who's the best kick in the draft, slot straight into that halfback line and start spearing the ball to our wingers and midfielders. He can also kick on both feet, which not many of our players could do last year. Pick 8, Searle, he's just a hard nut. He's a bit like Lachie Neal, so I reckon he will be really good for us in the future. Pick 9, I reckon, was our best player coming out of the draft. If he wasn't tied to Fremantle, Henry would have gone a lot earlier than 9. He's just got that X factor. He's the next Michael Walters, and we could learn from Walters for the first couple of years. And then Michael Frederick is a really good runner. Going to miss that with Landon Hill leaving. So he might not make the team the first year, but the next couple of years, I think we'll see Frederick on the footy field for Freo.
The first week of them training, it was in Perth, about 40 degrees for pretty much all their trainings. And I went and watched a few, and they seemed to be training really well still, like really intently. So do you think that's a good sign?
I think it's a really good sign. Obviously, under Ross Lyon, we didn't do much skill work, just focused on running. And you could tell we were fit, but we just couldn't execute any skills on game day. But with Longwood, he's really focused on skills while working on fitness as well. Like, he's doing drills and then you do a lap after you finish it. So I think it's really good signs for Fremantle.
Also, Longmuir has focused heavily on culture. So I think it's Tuesday they do 1 hour each Tuesday about trying to improve the club's culture with guest speakers, inspirational speakers, team games. So I think there was Matthew Wade and from the Australian cricket team, come and talk to them about, I think, hard work and perseverance. So do you think that's improved since Ross Lyon days?
Yeah, I think it's really good because obviously Ross Lyon didn't really focus on culture, just focusing on, you know, being a really fit team and very defensive and game plan. He didn't really focus on the well-being of players. And that's why I think we've seen a couple of players leave over the last couple of years. They want to go home. And I think Longmuir is going to really focus on making sure players really want to stay in WA, make it a happy place.
Yeah. Also, the West Australian did an interview with Justin Longmuir, and he said, I quote, "We're not about overnight success. We want to build this thing so it's successful for a long period of time." Now, I think that's where Ross went wrong. So he came in at the start of 2012, and I mean the team was pretty much built for him, really. He didn't build the team, and I think J-Lo has a little bit of building to go, but we're the second youngest team in the AFL. When do you think that we can start having that prolonged success?
Well, I don't think it will happen this year. I think we'll start pushing for finals this year, get closer than they've been in the last couple of years. But 2021, 2022, I think that's when we'll really start pushing for success. We'll get our players will get to that age where they're it's most likely to get to a grand final. I think we'll really start pushing for our first ever win.
Yeah, and I just like what Brisbane did this year. They came out of nowhere, really, and as soon as they got to the finals, they were out in straight sets because they had no experience. So I would prefer, instead of just jumping up into second or first spot, I prefer to stay in finals for a while, like still be successful and just get that experience in the list so ultimately we can start winning the finals and go up higher in the
It's a bit like season. Hawthorn. Like they didn't get there straight away. They had their times. They lost some prelim finals and then they got gained that experience. When they got to the grand finals, they won three in a row.
Yeah. Now the whole playing group is back together after their break. Just thought we'd talk about a little bit about what they're focusing on in training. So when I went and watched, I've noticed they probably did about 20 minutes of goal kicking, which is something obviously we weren't very good at last year. And I went and watched multiple trainings last year and I didn't see pretty much any. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Well, I think it's brilliant news for all Freo fans because our goal kicking last season probably cost us 3 or 4 games throughout the season, which in the end cost us probably making finals. Like obviously, goal kicking is the most important part of the game. And last season, we just didn't do anything because I went to trainings as well. And they did one goal kicking practice when I went to like 15 trainings. And nearly every player missed.
As it is Christmas time soon, thought we'd do a little one wish for 2020. Should I start us off?
Yeah, start us off.
So my wish for 2020 is for Jesse Hogan to have an injury-free season. My reasoning behind this is I think he could possibly even be one of the contenders for the Coleman if he's, especially with the new training. Yeah, as we've seen in previous seasons with Melbourne, he's been really damaging power forward on the lead, and he's a great set shot kick, and on the run as well. He can do everything, big Jesse. So do you think that this is a realistic wish?
Yeah, I think it's realistic, especially with all the training he's done with his foot this off-season. They haven't risked him as much as they did the other seasons.
Yep.
Talking about the Coleman, he's already had a really accurate kick when we've been bad at kicking for goal. So I think he'll be even better next season. Move on to my wish.
Yep, go for it.
My wish is probably not as good as yours. Mine is for Cam McCarthy to get at least double figures in the Brownlow next season.
Is that assuming he plays on the wing?
It's assuming he plays on the wing. Okay. Because I don't think he can get any plays forward, but he just needs to be consistent, because he's consistently one of the best players on the field for us. As you can see, round one against North Melbourne, he kicked five goals. Yeah. So if he can be consistent on the wing, I reckon he can get close to the 10 votes. That's all we've got time for today. Thank you for listening to Talking Freo.
Just make sure you have a safe, Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next decade with more Freo news.